This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered 50 million barrels of oil released from the Strategic Reserve to help bring down energy costs in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations, including China, India, and Britain. The move is aimed at global energy markets, but also at voters who are coping with higher inflation and rising prices ahead of Thanksgiving and winter holiday travel in the United States. The Biden administration has argued that the supply of oil has not kept pace with demand as the global economy emerged from the pandemic, and the reserve is the right tool to help ease the problem. The decision comes after weeks of diplomatic negotiations, and the release will be done in cooperation with other nations. Japan and South Korea are also participating. A top U.S. diplomat said Tuesday he was worried that military developments in Ethiopia were getting in the way of efforts to stop the escalation of the country's year-long conflict. On returning from a trip to Ethiopia, U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman told reporters he and other diplomats were trying to achieve a de-escalation and ceasefire between the Ethiopian federal government and forces led by the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. TPLF says its fighters are defense forces. The federal government says TPLF is a designated terrorist group. Feltman said the talks had made progress, but acknowledged that both sides remain poised for more clashes. You can find more on this and all of the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 19 people, including 9 security force members, have been killed during an attack by suspected extremists in Burkina Faso. This, according to the government's press agency on Tuesday. The attack Sunday in the center-north region also injured a staff member from the aid group Doctors Without Borders and burned down a healthcare center, according to the organization. The attack is the latest in escalating violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State across Burkina Faso that's killed thousands and displaced more than 1.4 million people. Frustration is mounting at the government's inability to stem the violence, with protests planned for November 27th to demand President Marc Christian Kabore's resignation. The top U.S. and Russian generals spoke by phone on Tuesday as tensions along the Russian-Ukrainian border appeared to reach new highs. Both Washington and Moscow quickly issued readouts of the call. The U.S. statement said the two generals discussed several security-related issues of concern. It also said both sides had agreed to keep details of Tuesday's call private. The conversation follows heightened concern about what the U.S. and NATO repeatedly have described as unusual activity by Russian forces along Russia's border with Ukraine and Crimea. Ukrainian intelligence estimates have put the number of Russian troops along the border at about 90,000. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said Tuesday that diplomatic efforts with Turkey and Middle Eastern nations have helped ease the situation at the Polish border with Belarus, but he said there are also signs the crisis will not come to a swift end. Poland and the European Union have for weeks accused the government of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko of weaponizing migrants, largely from Africa, the Middle East, and Afghanistan, by inviting them to enter Belarus and taking them to the Polish border, sometimes by force. Polish and European leaders believe the action is payback by Lukashenko for sanctions that the EU imposed over human rights violations during Belarusian presidential elections last year. Lukashenko denies those allegations. Almost 100 Libyans, including divisive politicians and warlords from the past decade of violence, have registered as presidential candidates for an election that poses the biggest challenge yet to a UN-backed peace initiative. Libya's Electoral Commission said Tuesday it'll take about 2 weeks to finalize the list of eligible candidates after any legal challenges to the 98 people who have registered for the vote, which is to take place on December 24th. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, Devani on the Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today in the land of Nigeria with Peace Choir in Do Me. And right after that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Coupe de Calais, the Amio mix by Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Do Me A Do You, Man Nago Vex. This one is done for us by Peace Choir from Nigeria.
How the boys them a drop down,
drop down.
And all the ladies just the holla say, holla say. Them no no say what holla day. If you don't so you take a busy making all day for. This not a song for the dancer. The way you move your body, get it be like say, it be like say. You no no say what holla day. Not the way where you they do the things you do. Oh. It be like say you get plans for me and you. Oh. They can put it on you, they put it on me. What a oh. Man can do, a woman can do so. If you do me, I do you. Man no go vest up on the dance floor. Man no go vest, touch me, I told you. Man no go vest, you say. Man no go vest, I say. Man no go vest.
If you do me, I do you. Man no go vest, step on the dance floor. Man no go vest.
So won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
They get a seat to me, do me. So make you give it to me, give it to me. They get a seat to do me, do me. So make you give it to me some more. Oh. I say, they get a seat to me, do me. So make you give it to me.
Making me feel like I'm grinding, grinding. Baby girl, I know so you the I me. After the show, now the party for my room, room. Strictly for me and you, you. We got plenty things to do, do. So pull off the bump and move, make we groove.
Boy, you know, say talk is cheap. I know you were tempted to roll with me. Me, I know be the busybody where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do so.
If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest up on my dance floor. Man no go vest, touch me, I told you. Man no go vest,
you say.
Man no go vest,
I say.
Man no go vest,
if you do me, I do you.
Man no go vest.
something about you, babe.
de Calais, a Mio remix by the Magic System of the Ivory Coast, and before that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Dumi P. Squire of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
African Beats.
Welcome back, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And so let me get back to music right now with Hold Me. This is done by Nimba Burr from Liberia, who is presently based in Philadelphia. And right after that, Ukasama by Umbuvi of Kenya. And Amina by Rose Muhando of Tanzania. But first, Hold Me by Nimba Burr from Monrovia, Liberia, going for all you guys out there in Liberia and Africa.
Hold me to the break of
okay wa zoke kanawe kunda okay wa zoke bone kunda okay wa zoke mwala kunda okay wa zoke kitui kunda okay wa zoke kionene kunda okay wa
shuka kaburi mimi
by Rose Muhando of Tanzania, and before that, Ukasama by Mbuvi of Kenya, and Hold Me by Nimba Burr from Monrovia, Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vanier here in Washington. I'll be right back for more music. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some more emails. Dear Mr. David, it pleases me to write and congratulate you for your keen job in promoting African music and culture through the largest radio network, Voice of America. Keep up the good work. All right, let's take this other email which says, our ears are open, our palms are clapping, our mouth singing and praising your work. You are just great, David. But right now, let's get back to music. And this time, Freedom to Love by Legstar of South Africa. And after that, Kozi Nayuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And La Visa Olha by Basopa of Mozambique. But first, Freedom to Love by Legstar of South Africa.
what you give. That is what you can charge. That is what you give. That is what you can charge. That is what you give. That is what you can charge. That is what you give.
Moyo zali kosi ya ibota na ngai. Usalama mototo na tango.
Aviza Olha by Basopa of Mozambique, and before that, Kozina Yuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Freedom to Love by Lexstar of South Africa. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van here in Washington. Stay tuned, and now let's take some more emails. This one says, "Hi, David. It is a wonderful day on the African Beat. I have the passion of African Beat in me, and the beat keeps me and my family more comfortable. David, it is my pleasure to send you this email, and you keep playing the beautiful African music you've always been playing. This is from Aaron Amali of Otupu, Benue State, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Aaron. And this one says, how are you, David? The way your music is being selected is very nice. I will continue to listen to your program. This is from Julius Juris Pokumu in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And with that now, let's get back to music. This time, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. And right after that, Bakarumba by Sheikh Tidiane Sek of Mali. But first, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. by Sheikh Tidiane Sek of Mali and Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. Well, with that, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the street, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.